Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with the Philadelphia Orchestra's Angela Zader Nelson, who is both associate principal timpani and a member of the percussion section. I asked her first what it was like having both of those positions.
I am lucky in that I am the only one with that specific role. I do have both titles of section percussion and associate principal timpani. So, say on any given concert, I could be playing both timpani, maybe on a concerto, or a smaller symphony, and then percussion on probably the larger work in which the principal timpanist will be playing timpani. So I am lucky that I get a lot of variations each week and get to play usually some of both on each concert.
Is this a tradition within the orchestra to have someone who goes back and forth like that?
Yes. Before I started with the orchestra, actually the principal percussionist, Michael Buxban, was both principal percussionist and assistant timpanist. So he would often move over during the concerti and play timpani for that piece and then leave the section percussion to play percussion on those works. But they decided that that maybe wasn't the best solution. It was better to take a section member from the percussion section, allow that person to play timpani instead of taking the principal percussionist away from their position. So I was lucky when I auditioned for that position that it wasn't both principal percussion and associate principal timpani. I just remained section percussion, but also get to move over on timpani, which makes more sense.
What attracted you to percussion in the first place when you were growing up?
Mm-hmm. I originally started on piano when I was 6 and started then on percussion when I was 12 and kind of started a little differently than most percussionists do. I started playing the marimba and the xylophone and the glockenspiel first before I learned the snare drum because I had already learned how to read music. And the band director in my junior high needed someone to play those instruments, and most of the kids that were playing percussion could not read, beyond rhythms, could not read notes. So he knew that I played piano and wondered if I was interested, and I was very interested, and just that opened my mind to new possibilities with percussion, with music, and just loved playing with an ensemble, whereas as a pianist it was much more secluded. So that began my love of band music, orchestral music, and then it just blossomed from there.
And you're the first woman in the percussion section of the orchestra.
I am the first hired member. We do have an extra percussionist as well who plays, who's a sub with the orchestra. But yes, I was the first woman hired in the section.
So is it unusual in the field?
Not quite as unusual anymore. There are more and more female percussionists in large orchestras. Actually, I studied with one, Patricia Dash, who plays in the Chicago Symphony. There's also the principal percussionist of the Chicago Symphony as well, Cynthia Yeh. So that section actually has 2 females and 2 males in the percussion section. It is becoming more, there are more females, definitely even through school. Now we see I have more female students. And it's becoming more commonplace to see women in orchestras.
Now, when you think about percussion, or when the layperson thinks about percussion, you may think about drums and rhythm. How is it different playing in an orchestra from playing the drums in a band?
Sure. A lot of it is still rhythm, but percussion in an orchestra can also mean coloring the orchestra. Say we're playing a single cymbal crash or a single triangle note in a Bruckner symphony. That's not adding any rhythm, it's just adding a splash of color, which can really make or break a symphony. When you only have a couple notes or one note to play, you need to make sure that note is absolutely perfectly on time and the perfect sound to highlight what the composer was looking for.
Are there core percussion instruments and then all the rest?
Sure. Well, there are, I'd say, more typical instruments that you would use, and maybe, like this week, we're playing the Prokofiev Symphony No. 5. They're all very standard percussion instruments that he's written for in this symphony: bass drum, crash cymbals, snare drums, triangle, tambourine, and woodblock. Those are instruments that we'll often use almost every week. But then, let's say, in a program that's coming up in a couple weeks, we're playing a Jennifer Higdon, both Blue Cathedral and her violin concerto. The opening, I believe, of the violin concerto has both glockenspiel, which is an instrument that we will typically use, but paired with that is a crotali solo. Crotalis are another metal-pitched instrument, similarly sounding to the glockenspiel, but an instrument that is only maybe recently being written for. So say, crotales and marimbas, vibraphones. Those are being added to orchestral music more, you know, within the last, I don't know, 30 to 50 years than, say, Prokofiev symphonies, which were more for the standard instruments.
The audience can see you from their seats, and you sometimes seem to be running back and forth from one instrument to the next. How aware are you when you're playing them of being seen?
Sure. We're all very, very aware of the sort of theatrical element to playing percussion, because since we are a section of three, even though we do use extras, we're often gracefully running between instruments, which is actually some of the fun of playing percussion, is figuring out the puzzle of where to go next and how to get there. And like I said, we are very aware that people are watching us. So we're trying to be graceful. We're trying to add to the element of, like I said, the theatrical element, but being efficient as well, making sure that we get to our parts on time and not seeming as though we're scrambling. So it's a difficult challenge, but one that's definitely a lot of fun in preparing for a concert.
How much does the physical aspect affect your playing?
Right. The physical aspect of our strokes affect the sounds directly, what's coming across to the audience. It's not all just striking each instrument the same. There are hundreds of variations that we can use, even just say on a bass drum. Where on the bass drum we play? Are we going to play this towards the center? Will we play a little more towards the rim for different sounds? Will it have a thinner sound, a deeper sound? Also, our stroke, are we going to play maybe through the head? Are we going to make a staccato sound and dampen the bass drum? There's more to it than I think people realize. But as long as our sound is matching the sound of the orchestra, then we're doing our jobs correctly.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.